Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. I don't think they ready though. It's like, what? You wanna do right, but things keep going wrong. Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all'll be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord'll do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived and died and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin, till he came in my life. My soul was for sale, till he paid the price.
Everybody to the anointed truth of Christ worldwide and uncensored. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio who is tuned into the live broadcast. Everybody out there on Facebook Live. Hallelujah. On your various pages that are tuned in to the live broadcast on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Praise God. If you have any testimonies or prayer requests, we ask, amen, that you call into the live tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be opening up the live for testimonies and prayer requests. So we encourage you to call in. Hallelujah. What's the number? The number is 516.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 516-666-9967. That is 516-666-9967. That's in the comment box on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for each and every last one of you who have called in, who have tuned in on tonight. Like I said, this is the anointed truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Worldwide and uncensored. Amen. We want to welcome everybody. Amen. Hallelujah to our Sunday night service. More than an hour of power. Praise God on tonight. Where we will be paying tribute. Hallelujah to the late, great, the immortal. Hallelujah. Bishop Andre Alexis. Praise God. We will be playing what I believe was his last recording. Hallelujah. Done. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. So we're getting ready to play that recording in just a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. I do believe this was the last message that he gave. Hallelujah. On the prayer line. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're getting ready to play that message. Hallelujah, in just a few minutes. First of all, we just want to give honor to God on today. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you being who you are, and that is God, all by yourself. Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way on this line on tonight. Hallelujah. Open up our ears. Open up our hearts. Open up our minds so that we can truly receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, we bind and we will be. And we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight that's trying to prevent us from receiving your word. We thank you in advance for all the blessings that you are raining upon us in our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for everything, hallelujah, that is coming forth in 2020. We thank you for the vision, hallelujah, that you have given us. Hallelujah. And we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift your name up high and holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Once again, we encourage everybody out there on hallelujah, watching on the live. Praise God. We encourage each and every last one of you, amen, to call in to hallelujah, when we open up the line for testimonies and prayer requests, so we can lay those on the throne of grace. Now, if you don't want to call in, praise God, hallelujah, you can still leave your testimonies and your prayer requests in the comment boxes, and we will lay those on the throne of grace. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to, amen, open up with a word of scripture. Hallelujah, amen, before we get to the word of God. Amen. We're going to go to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Hallelujah. And I'm reading out of the NIV version on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, then the Lord said to me, write my answer clear, in large, clear letters on a tablet, so that a runner can read it and tell everyone else. But these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, and surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not, hallelujah, be delayed. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. This is the year 2020. Hallelujah. And we know the year, we know the number 2020. Hallelujah. As it applies, hallelujah, to our health. We know that number to mean if you have a 2020 vision, that means you're perfect. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord is. scriptures on a tablet. Hallelujah. So that a runner can read it and tell everybody and tell everyone else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they can take it and they can run with it. Praise God. So they can, you know, people gonna gossip anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ever heard that song? Let's give them something to talk about. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give them something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. Let's give them the word of God to talk about, the vision that God has given you. Let's give them that to talk about. Praise God. You put everything else on Facebook and Instagram. Hallelujah. Amen. Put the vision that God has given you down so people can run with it, so people can talk about it. Hallelujah. But look what he tells us. Hallelujah, amen. Look what he tells us. He says, amen. But these things that I plan won't happen right away. This is where a lot of us, hallelujah, we kind of lose our faith because God gives us the vision and we expect the vision to happen right away. Hallelujah, praise God. We expect to be an overnight sensation. Hallelujah, we expect to be, hallelujah, the next biggest ministry. Hallelujah, the next big business person. Hallelujah. The next big entertainer. Hallelujah. Overnight. Praise God, because that's the vision that God gave you. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said, these things I plan won't happen right away. It's going to take some time. Hallelujah. And it's going to take some effort. How I know? Because the next verse says, hallelujah, slowly, steadily, and surely. Slowly, steadily, and surely. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's going to happen slowly, steadily, and surely. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. In other words, I've already written this down. Hallelujah, amen. And the time is going to approach. Hallelujah, amen. And it's going to seem like it's taking forever. That's what it's going to seem like to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he says, amen, the vision will be fulfilled if it seems slow. Hallelujah. If it seems slow, wait patiently. That's why you got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost got something in it called long-suffering. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Where you can suffer a long time, where you can wait a long time, where you can put up. Hallelujah. Amen. For a long time, waiting on God to bless you. Hallelujah. The Bible says those that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, amen, shall inherit the earth. Praise God, amen. You gotta wait on him. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. I wrote a song that says you gotta wait, hallelujah, as long as it takes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, it will surely wait. It says, though it seems slow, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. Praise God. It's going to happen. Ain't no doubt about it. If God said it, it's going to happen. Praise God. Amen. You don't need to doubt it. If you know God said it, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. If you believe it when you heard it, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. But watch this. And it will not be delayed. See, to you, it's taking a long time. But to God, it's already been done. Hallelujah, amen. That means when it happened, hallelujah, God already planned it to happen. It's already happened. Hallelujah, amen. You just waiting to see it manifest in your life. Praise God. That ministry's already grown. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. The spiritual connection with God is already there. Hallelujah, amen. The connection between your wife, you and your wife, or you and your husband, and you and your children, hallelujah, it's already there. Hallelujah. The career path, hallelujah, that is for you, is already there. You're already on it. You're just waiting for God to materialize it in your life. He says, write it down. Hallelujah. Make it. Some of y'all need to start writing right now. Write it down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Make it plain. So, and let them run with it. Hallelujah. Let them talk about it. Let them even doubt it. You know why? Because God loves making a lie out of somebody. Oh, God ain't going to do that. Oh, yeah. Watch me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let them run with it. Hallelujah. Amen. And watch God manifest it in your life. Some of y'all need to get to writing it down right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to go to the phone lines at this time. If you have a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, amen. Before we get into the word of God, hallelujah, amen. The line is open at this time. Praise God. Is there one with a testimony or a prayer request at this time? Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God. Amen. For everybody who's called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go right to the word of God. Hallelujah. And like I said, I do believe this is the last, amen, message that Bishop Alexis preached on the line. Hallelujah. And it's not a very long message. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe he was short and to the point on this one. I believe he wasn't feeling that well. Hallelujah. But those of you that knew Pastor Alexis knew that he was faithful. And if he would talk about you if you made a commitment and didn't follow through with it. Hallelujah. He would call you out. Hallelujah. If you made a commitment and didn't follow through with it, he might go on live with it, praise God, and tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. You made a commitment. Hallelujah. You need to follow through with the commitment that you made. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And that's exactly what he did. I believe he was working at the time, wasn't feeling well. And he said, I'm not going to be that long, elder, but I'm going to get on there and I'm going to give a word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So without further ado, amen. Praise God. Bishop Andre Pierre.
Hey, I'm on Blog Talk Radio, who is tuned in. Hallelujah. As the man of God comes forth, I want you to incline your ear to hear, hallelujah, what the Spirit is saying to us on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and praise God, amen. As I look at the time, okay, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, and we are blessed, amen. Have the man of God on the line on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He really needs no introduction at all. Hallelujah. We all know him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Around here, he is the co-pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. The assistant pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. At Care Church Incorporated, located at 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76011. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is my spiritual father, praise God, hallelujah. He's my brother in Christ, hallelujah, praise God, amen. He is, amen, a man of God, hallelujah, who I love very much, hallelujah, praise God. Without further ado, praise God, I'm going to introduce to some, and I'm going to present to others, none other than Bishop Andre Alexis. Bishop Alexis, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Well, praise God, brother. Praise God. First of all, I want to say definitely, as I always state, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning. And it is not based upon what we have done, but it's based upon what he did from Mount Calvary for us. Has a body of believers, has his church. He has donated a victory that no other can take away from himself. He has decided to make himself victor in this area. He has crowned himself, as he so rightfully deserve it. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he made us his people. We are his people. First of all, I want to say it's good to be back with you for tonight. I've been under the weather, so I've been battling with some things. But yet I can still say that God has victory. It doesn't make a difference what it looked like. I can tell you today was a very trying day for me. I got up to walk and I couldn't walk, you know, I couldn't walk at all. And I stayed in a non-walking position with no use of any legs for quite a few hours. And I didn't freak out or call the ambulance or anything like that. But I fell asleep, and my wife finally came home, and it was a little after 5. And so when she got home, she helped me in a walker, and I got up and I moved around a little bit, and so I'm grateful. I went to my class to go sit down in my class to let them know what was going on. And at that point in time, I had to get help getting out of the class. I had created such a scene on having others to help me get up. But God has the victory in it all. It doesn't make a difference what we go through. It's not about us. It's not. If it ever becomes about us, we will never be successful. We will never, ever see the victory. We will never, ever see the great things that God has stored up for us, for those that he loves us. So we must trust him through it all. Job said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. I think it should be upon our lips. And as the elder was saying earlier concerning the chastening of the Lord, and I want to share with you a couple of thoughts on that, because he says that I know the thoughts that I think toward you. They're thoughts that are good thoughts. They're thoughts, always good thoughts, you know. And that's the problem that most of us are always having. Excuse me one second. Some of us forget that God really has good thoughts about us, you know, because why? Because we look at circumstances, we look at situations, and we are blinded by our things that overtake us for the moment that seem bigger than us. So therefore, it looked like we have a God that doesn't really care as much as we've been saying that he care. Well, let me say this. The love of God will never, ever change. The love of God was demonstrated from the cross on Calvary, and it is forever immutable. It'll never change. It stays the same, and his love for you and his love for me will never, ever change. That's the good news, that you and I should have a confidence that the love of God will never change. He loved me just like he loved me the first day when Christ came into the earth before the foundations of the earth and was slain before the foundations of the earth. He was slain, and he was all that was done for you and for me, that we may have the right to eternal life. And that eternal life has been given to us, and it is ours, and we need to learn to walk in the victory of our salvation. You see, many of us are being cheated out of the victory of our salvation. Oh, we don't have a hallelujah shout out because we don't see things going the way we want them to be, or we only have a hallelujah shout out when we see things going the way they want them to be. Well, but the whole thing is that we have to remember that the thoughts of the Lord are not our thoughts. His ways are way beyond our ways. And we have to consider that he is the only wise God, and he has allowed us to share a part of his wisdom, and we have the opportunity to love each other in the manner that we should, and this demonstrates the character and the love of God. See, God is more interested in us demonstrating who we are in the earth, not who we say we are. He wants people to know who we are. Amen. He wants people to know beyond the shadow of the doubt who we are, because when they know who we are, then they'll know who she is. That's why Jesus says that when men turn around and see your good works, they'll turn around and give the Father glory, which is in heaven, and then give him the glory because of the good works that they see you do. And so we do want to continue our lifestyle of good works, we don't want people to downsize and say that it's not all about works. Well, it is about works. It has a lot to do with works, because works promotes a healthy behavior. It promotes a healthy change of life. And since the Christian is being changed and transformed, he must have a metamorphosis take place from the caterpillar to the beautiful butterfly. And so we must go through the cocoon stage. And sometimes it's not always easy for us. But I want to say to you, my brother, and I want to say to you, my sister, it is God whose thoughts are beyond our thoughts. His thoughts are beautiful in all that he does. He's just wonderful in all that he says. And he's just beautiful in things that he does. I mean, when he shows up, he's just full of beauty all the time. I mean, wherever God goes, there's the fullness of his loveliness. When you see God in partial, you can bet that his fullness is somewhere close by. Because when God shows up, he always shows up in the fullness there of his love, in the fullness of his comforting his people. He says, listen, it is the Lord who knows that is him that knows his thoughts. It is the Lord that grant, he's the Lord God that kill. He's the Lord God that makes alive. He's the Lord God that heals. This is where we want to have a full understanding of our God. We don't want to say God just kill. We don't want to say God just heal. We don't want to say God just, we don't want to say God is lopsided. God is do everything in totality. God does everything in the fullness thereof. We must understand God for who he is, not for who we say he is. And the scripture says he's the God that heals, he's the God that kills, he's the God that makes alive, he's the God that wounds, he's the God that delivers over, he's the God that chastens, he's the God that brings peace. He's the God that brings evil. He's the God that, yes, he's the God. So when you look at God in the fullness thereof, then you can't say that God is just love. You can't say that God is just the God of vengeance. You can't, no, because God is in the fullness thereof at all times. It takes the whole righteousness of God to complete the conformity of God. Remember that we discussed that God is good. God doesn't come in segments. He doesn't come in segments. He comes in as he's not like you and I. He doesn't come with bits and pieces. He comes in the fullness thereof. And we must think that God is always have his mind on us. He says, listen, it is God who said, as a man chaseth his son, so he chaseth his son. And you and I are sons of the Most High God. And because we are, he chastened us and he shows us how to live the proper life. And I just want to say to you, my brother, and I just want to say to you, my sister, be strong. Encourage somebody else today. Don't be so downhearted or distraughted. God has not forgot about you. God loves you just like he did from the very first time. And you need to remember, as well as anybody else need to remember, that we are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus did for us on Mount Calvary. Elder, I'd like to turn this back over to you at this time. Thank you very much for letting me share with you tonight.
Amen. Amen. Praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord all tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. From Bishop Alexis. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to show you his faithfulness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything he had been through that day. Hallelujah, amen. All the pain he had been through, all the health problems he had been through just that day. Now, I'm not talking about it period and overall. I'm talking about just that day. Hallelujah, amen. He was able to take 12 minutes, hallelujah, and deliver the word of God. Praise God, hallelujah, 12 minutes, amen. And that message helped somebody. Hallelujah, it helped me. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. The testimony alone helped me, amen. Who am I to say I'm too tired, amen, to serve God? Who am I, praise God, amen, to complain about anything? Hallelujah, amen. When this man, amen, with his body in distress, hallelujah, amen, still preached, amen, the word of God. Amen. Still, amen, serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And did you hear him? Even though he sounded weak, hallelujah, even though he sounded, amen, in pain, hallelujah, amen, he was still serving the Lord, amen, with gladness. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for Bishop. Hallelujah, Alexis, and the time that we had to spend, hallelujah, with him. I want to open up the phone lines. Praise God. If there'll be one on the phone lines tonight, amen, that have a testimony or a prayer request, hallelujah, amen, or perhaps you have a comment on the word of the Lord on tonight, amen, feel free to do so. The phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one?
Praise the Lord, Elder Prevost.
Amen.
How are you tonight?
Amen. I'm blessed, First Lady. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Amen.
I just wanted to call in and get a little testimony about Bishop Andre Alexis and what he was in, what he was to me. He was my mentor. He was my friend. He taught me a lot about the Word of God. He made me want to go deeper in the Word. He made me search things out for myself. He gave me assignments to do. You know, I just thank God for him, and I truly miss him a lot. You know, just hearing his voice tonight, it just encouraged me one more time. You know, I just thank you for playing his message on the radio. And I just want to give God all the praise and all the glory. And I thank you. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you tonight, amen. First Lady Rebecca Page, amen. We thank God for you. For those of y'all that don't know, that's hallelujah, amen. That's Bishop Page's wife. Praise God, hallelujah. First Lady of Care Church Incorporated, we thank God for her on tonight and her words about the immortal Bishop Alexis. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And like she said, he will, hallelujah, be missed. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, I have enough recordings, amen. I think we're going to do a special show, hallelujah, amen, in honor of Bishop Alexis, amen, hallelujah. And I will have details on that coming up, praise God, in the next coming week, amen. So we thank God for everything God is doing. The phone lines are still open at this time. Will there be another one at this time?
Hello, can you hear me?
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Apostle Carolyn Corbett, and I just caught your live show here. Unfortunately, I didn't catch the topic. Is there a topic for tonight?
No, ma'am, there was no topic. We were playing a recording of our late Bishop Alexis, who passed earlier this month, and we were playing tribute to him.
Okay. My prayers and condolences go out to the family, as well as the Colby family and those passengers that were on the helicopter. So I would like to send prayers out to all the bereaving families this evening.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you, Apostle Colbert, on tonight. Hallelujah. And we will, amen, be putting all the bereaved families and the grieving families on the throne of grace on tonight. Praise God. And we thank God for you as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we
amen.
Have another testimony or another prayer request on tonight?
Boy, I tell you, what I would like to share is what I'm hearing God say. It's just believe in the promises of God, even if he gave them 10, 20, or 30 years ago. The word of the Lord cannot fail. It must come to pass. And so for those who are listening who may be discouraged, I want to encourage them on tonight to keep living and keep believing. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank you for that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Truly a word from the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. As before we begin the tribute, amen, we were talking about 2020 being a clear vision. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And to wipe the vision down and make it plain out of Habakkuk 2:2. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
So that is truly confirmation from the Lord on tonight. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And being obedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for that on tonight. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Okay, well, thank you for entertaining this call. Have a blessed
day. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you all tonight. Do we have another call on the line on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there another call on the line on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God. Hallelujah for each and every person who has called in. We thank God for each and every person who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to, amen, thank God. Hallelujah for the immortal Bishop Andrew Alexis, who will live on forever in our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. As well, amen, as he has been immortalized in video as well as hallelujah, and audio, so his voice will forever be in the earth, and we thank God for that. Hallelujah. And we have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for the prophetic word. Hallelujah. Amen. It came through the apostle tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. It lines up with the word that the Lord gave. Hallelujah. 2020 vision. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Confirmation. Hallelujah. Amen. First Lady said she knew the apostle had a word on tonight. The Lord told it to her. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we just thank God for the move of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And before we leave the light, I want to leave you with verse 3 of Habakkuk chapter 2. Hallelujah, amen. Before we pray out, I want to leave you with this verse. Hallelujah. It says, but the things I plan won't happen right away. Hallelujah. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, wait patiently, for it will surely take place, and it will not be delayed. It will surely take place. Like the woman of God said, hallelujah, the word of God has to come to pass. Hallelujah, amen. The word of God says clearly that the word of God does not come back void. Hallelujah, amen. Once the word of God is sent out, hallelujah, you can consider it done. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everything that he is doing in our lives on this year. Hallelujah. The year of clear vision, perfect vision. Hallelujah. Amen. And like I said earlier, write that vision down. Hallelujah, that the Lord gave you. And don't be afraid. Don't listen to that. You know, we got that thing where we say, Joseph, hallelujah, talk too much. Hallelujah. Remember, y'all, we like Joseph talked too much. He told his brothers what his dream was about. Hallelujah. Amen. And praise God. He told his brothers what the dream was about. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to keep things to ourselves. You need to understand that everything, the Bible says that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. All things work together. If Joseph wouldn't have told it to his brothers, hallelujah, they wouldn't have thrown him in the pit. Hallelujah. He wouldn't have ended up in Potiphar's house. Praise God. He wouldn't have ended up in the prison and eventually ended up in the palace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all worked out for the good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't be afraid to tell somebody what God, hallelujah, is going to do for you in your life. He said, write it down and let them run with it. Hallelujah. Let them talk about it. Let them gossip about it. Hallelujah. You know when they get out of church, they're going to talk about what you had on anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, give them something to talk about. Tell them the vision that God has given you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight for each and every person. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle out there watching, we want to invite you back. Hallelujah. On the line. Amen. Praise God. I will inbox you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for each and every person who called in. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be, producing another segment, another show. In the coming weeks, amen. I think we're gonna call it "We Are Winning." Praise God, hallelujah. We're gonna replay all of Bishop Alexis's, praise God, hallelujah, programs in their entirety. Hallelujah, amen. The entire program from beginning to end, and we'll be able to call in. Hallelujah, and listen to it. It will be pre-recorded. Hallelujah, the entire program. Praise God, amen. But we will be having that in the works. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. We are winning. That's coming soon. Praise God. That was his catchphrase for those of y'all that don't know. We are winning. We are winning. We are winning. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And he has already won. Hallelujah. He has already received the prize. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says in God's house there are many mansions. Hallelujah. There are many rooms. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can see Bishop kicking back right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Just chilling. Hallelujah. In the lap of luxury in paradise. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that we store up our treasures in heaven. They're not on earth. This little stuff we got down here, the Bible says it'll rot away. Somebody can come steal it. The rats can eat it up. Hallelujah. It loses its value. That car you that you love so much, that you flaunt so much, as soon as you drove it off the lot, it lost its value. Hallelujah. But he says you need to store up things in heaven that don't lose their value, that won't rot away, that people can't steal, that the rats and the mouse won't eat up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it's an eternal blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what we need to realize. It's an eternal blessing. We're so busy chasing the temporary blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be chasing that eternal blessing. Praise God. Stack your treasures in earth. I mean, in heaven, not on earth. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We just thank God for each and every person. Hallelujah. Hey, Sister Montreal, how you doing on tonight? Amen. We thank God for each and every person that called in. Hallelujah. Everybody that tuned in. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God once again for Bishop Andre Election. And look for the segment coming soon. We are winning. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you don't catch it live, you can always catch the replay. We will post those on Facebook. Hallelujah as well. Amen, as Instagram. Praise God. And don't forget, we also have our YouTube channel, Care Church, Inc., Care Church Incorporated. You can go to our YouTube channel. Hallelujah. We got a lot of powerful sermons on there from myself, from Bishop Alexis. Hallelujah. From Bishop Page, from First Lady. Hallelujah. Amen. Prevost. Amen. So we invite you to go to our page, subscribe to our page, like the videos, just like you subscribe to all those mukbangs. Praise God. And you like all those mukbangs, like the Word of God. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of y'all who have called in and tuned in on tonight. And we're going to go ahead and close out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again, Lord. We thank you for the word that was delivered to us on tonight through your, hallelujah, chosen vessel, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, that we are winning. Hallelujah. And we thank you that Bishop Alexis has already won. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to send your Holy Spirit to grieve all of those who are suffering a loss on today. Hallelujah. Go to the funeral homes tonight, Lord. Go to the hospital tonight, Lord. Go to the bedside of those that are getting ready to leave us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Comfort them. Hallelujah. Help the families know that to be absent in the body is to be present with you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And help those that have not found you find you. Hallelujah. We reach out for those, Lord, those lost sheep. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray that they come to you. We pray that your will be done, that no man perish. And we bind any enemy that is trying to prevent them from coming back to you. Hallelujah. That's trying to prevent that prodigal, hallelujah, from coming back to his father's house. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, hallelujah, that you are, hallelujah, a deliverer, that you are our Savior. Hallelujah, Lord, that you are our Messiah, that you are, hallelujah, our one true God. We praise you. Hallelujah. And every knee bows right now. We ain't got to wait to that day for our tongue to confess, hallelujah, that you are Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. And we not only love you, but we appreciate you for each and everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. Praise God. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. We just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Don't forget, we'll be back on Thursday night. Hallelujah. At the same time, 9 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock California Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. 10 o'clock East Coast Time. Hallelujah. We're going to have the one and only Sister Valencia Scott. Praise God. We'll be online bringing forth the Word of God on Thursday night Thunder. So we invite y'all to come back, call back then, tune back in then. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the Word of God. And I want to remind everybody before we leave the line, do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide, and we uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
Top flight.
We in the build,
yeah.
We in the build,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got London
lit
on the track.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money. I wanted the finer thing. I was a trooper in 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing. Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash, but he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow, asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar, bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaque. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley Coupe. Rock and roll Hall of Fame. Not all I want is my name. In the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not, cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know
how to play.
Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
Slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Forgot about me, huh? Listen to me. This is good. It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot. But I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. I'm gonna give y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody forgot about me. Well, I